Winter Ice Cream Man. I had applied for and obtained the job on Friday, received a day's training on Saturday, and now, on Sunday, as I was about to take out an ice cream van for the first time on my own, I was horrified to see snow starting to fall. The streets and roads were swiftly blanketed. As I left home after breakfast, I shivered inwardly as well as outwardly. I was gloomy at the thought that not for me this Sunday morning was the leisurely reading of the Sunday papers to the accompaniment of extra cups of tea. I would have given much to have been able to call off the whole thing, but I needed the job, and I had to pay the tuition, which was due the next month. Strangely enough, after the first painful day alone in the cold, snowy suburbs, I found myself doing the work quite happily, in what turned out to be the coldest and snowiest weather for several years. The first day was long and lonely. I had very few customers until the late afternoon, and I began to have a strong nostalgia for my own fireside as I sat in my little box on wheels and saw the houses beginning to light up at tea time, especially when members of various families came out for ice cream and fled back happily in the gathering darkness to their own particular oasis of warmth and light. Then, too, I had to learn to manage my tail-heavy vehicle. The ice cream cabinet was at the back, on the icy roads, and at the same time try to remember my route and stopping places.